At 6:06, it is overcast and 75 degrees in Tulsa this morning. There is a chance of rain today with a high of 86 anticipated. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The city of Tulsa lives on a sales tax diet, and Tulsa's monthly sales tax figures are down yet again.
Sales tax collection report is not very rosy. For the mid-July to mid-August period, it was a little better than 8% below our budget estimate.
Mayor Bartlett says Tulsa will have to remain frugal as the fiscal year moves forward. State revenue collections were also down for that same time period. Tulsa City Councilor G.T. Bynum says he is hearing his constituents loud and clear. It has been almost 2 months since the July windstorm, and debris pickup is still not finished.
There's a great deal of frustration out there. It's not just about the eyesore of having this stuff out there as long as it has been, but now the rodent population that's on an uptick because you have these giant brush piles all throughout Midtown Tulsa.
City crews say they're about 90% finished with the collection process. A temporary hospital is slated to open later this year in the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore after a violent tornado hit that community back in May. Norman Regional Health System officials say that the temporary facility is expected to open in late November or early December. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case involving the custody dispute of a Cherokee girl. Dustin Brown of Oklahoma has for years been fighting a South Carolina couple over custody of his biological daughter, Veronica, who, by the way, turned 4 yesterday. The drought is continuing to turn southwest Oklahoma into a desert. Tom Buchanan is the head of the Lake Lugert Altus irrigation system, and he says that reservoir is nearly dry.
We're at about 13% capacity, which when I say that, the listening audience says, man, that's pretty low. But again, when you really see that, when it's visible to you, when you see all of the beach, then it comes home to the true situation that we're experiencing in southwest Oklahoma.
He says there's still plenty of drinking water, but that could change if some long-term relief is not found soon. Plans for an oil pipeline that is to run through parts of Oklahoma are to go on display for a public meeting. Officials with the Flanagan South Pipeline Project are provide pre-construction updates at 5 o'clock tomorrow in Pawhuska. Now, the Bartlesville Examiner Enterprise reports that an open house event will be held at the Tri-County Technology Center's Pawhuska Business Development Center tomorrow evening. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe did not care for Vladimir Putin's peace in the New York Times last week. The Russian president called for a dialogue and not military action with Syria. Inhofe says Putin should not be lecturing the United States.
I think, how could we put ourselves here in the United States of America in a position where we're being lectured to by Putin?
The senator made the comments on CNBC. He says the whole ordeal undermines the United States and the president's foreign policy. Our weather forecast, a 60% chance of thunderstorms today. Mostly this morning, we will have a high of 86. Rain chances drop to 20% tonight, 67 for an overnight low. And then tomorrow, a slight chance of rain and hot again with a high of 90. Wednesday, sunshine and 91. National Weather Service radar shows scattered thunderstorms to the north of the Tulsa area this morning, stretching pretty much right along Interstate 44 until you get to the Claremore area, and then it moves straight west from there over portions of Washington and portions of Osage County. Right now in Tulsa, it's overcast and 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.